segment of the show is brought to you by the PGA Tour Superstore. See why golfers everywhere are proud to call PGA Tour Superstore their golf pro shop. Visit them online at PGATourSuperstore.com. Now back to Chris and more of the show.
And now back with me here on the French Lick Resort guest line is the CEO of the Bobby Jones Apparel Company, Andy Bell. Let me remind you quickly about Andy's background. He earned his BA degree at the University of North Texas. In the early 1990s, Andy was the sales director for Ralph Lauren. In the mid-2000s, he started his own high-end clothing company called House of Carrigan. In the late 2000s, Andy became the president of Summit Golf Brands and Fairway and Green. In 2013, he took over as the president and CEO of Jones Global Sports, the Bobby Jones Company, and now Sun Ice as well, which is a fantastic outerwear brand. We'll talk about that here in a minute. He's been a great friend over the years. He's been extremely patient tonight, and I can't thank him enough for coming back and being a part of the show. Hey, Andy, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. And actually, my patience was well rewarded. I enjoyed listening to Jane and hearing what's going on there. That was great.
I appreciate that very much, Andy. So it's been a minute, Andy, since we got to have you as part of the show. Catch us up. What's been going on with you and the brand so far this year?
You know what? It's really kind of business as usual, which is great, actually. We've been through a lot over the years. You know, just the business and things going on at retail continue to evolve rapidly as people shop differently than they have. And so it's exciting times, but at the same time, I feel like we are on the right path and kind of head down and just plugging ahead.
And I tell you what, Andy, I've been looking through the new fall collection and it all looks absolutely fantastic. I love the pants and the sweaters you guys have coming out this fall. Talk about the new fall collection.
Yeah, we're always super excited when you get to fall. Although if you live in Atlanta right now, it might not feel like it, like us at
yeah.
80 degrees at 9 o'clock at night. But you know, we love the fall season because of the ability to introduce layers, you know, whether they be active and performance oriented or whether they be kind of elegant and menswear, you know, that just fall colors and layerings and suedes and leathers and merinos and cashmeres. And it's a wonderful time. If you've been in the apparel business your whole life, you really truly appreciate fall because there's so many opportunities to, you know, create product and provide, you know, wardrobe staples for people that you can't necessarily do in spring.
And Andy, as we look ahead to winter, and you're right, here in Atlanta, it seems like it's still 100 years before it's going to get to be winter. I'm hoping it comes quicker than that. But the Sun Ice brand, I tell you what, the outerwear that you guys have in the Sun Ice brand and the ability from the thermals to keep you warm when it does get cold outside, and for our friends in the other parts of the country that are already starting to get a little bit of the fall weather and winter, I'm sure seems much closer to them. Talk about the Sun Ice brand and the things you have for winter.
Yeah, it's truly a great compliment to the Jones brand. You know, obviously Jones comes from a very menswear, very elegant, very sophisticated place. And Sun Ice really comes from a performance mindset. It was born in 1976 and really kind of cut its teeth on the mountain and on the Olympics teams up in Canada. And it, you know, evolved to providing some of the best golf outerwear there is, you know, to the point that, you know, we had an incredible presence on tour, really because people wanted to wear it, not because we were paying them to wear it. And also the President's Cup teams, you know, continue to choose us. Well, you know, we've been a part of some of the great, you know, championship victories over the years in those bags. So I think the guys, with the people that it matters most to, I mean, if you think about somebody, you know, coming down the 18th hole, trying to win a championship, the last thing they want to think about is their rain jacket going to hold up or are they going to be okay? And I think that's the greatest thing for us is the people at the highest level of competition trust that product and don't have to spend any time thinking about it. And so it works really well. It's a, like I said, it's a great compliment. You'll see in our latest Jones catalog, actually, we present both products together. You know, Sun Ice goes places that we wouldn't take Jones and Jones is in places that we wouldn't take Sun Ice. They're two different points of view. So it is a very diverse brand. You know, it's been to the top of Mount Everest. It's done some amazing things in that product. And so it's whether it be wind, whether it be rain, whether it be thermal, and you're looking for, you know, kind of a heat regulation, you know, all those things exist somewhere in that brand. And so it's a lot of fun to have that high level of performance exist in the product you produce.
And Andy, as you talk about it being the choice of the President's Cups team, and one of the things that I'm intrigued about from the Sun Ice brand is you talk about you don't want to have to think about things when you're out on the golf course. Well, for those of us who still like to play when it gets cold outside, those of us that are familiar with frost delays in the morning and kind of waiting that piece out, the thing you don't want is to feel like you're restricted in your golf swing because you still want to play when it's cold. Talk about the Sun Ice brand and the ability to, you know, kind of swing freely without having to worry about being all confined in a jacket.
Yeah, it's really come a long way. If you go back, you know, before you really had the technology and fabric that you have today and your ability to have stretch in a fabric that is also still waterproof, you know, the garments were constructed in a way that the reason you had freedom of movement is because you could practically swing inside them, right? They had so much fabric and they were so big but that was the only way you could really generate that freedom was to create these extra pleats and all this stuff. Well, technology has come so far that we can make a jacket that is more form-fitting, looks great, feels great, but because of the ability to put stretch in certain places and in the right places, and that's the beauty of having you know, people on our team that are truly golfers that understand that, you know, you can make these garments fit the way they should fit, and that comfort and the ability to move with you throughout a swing, because the golf swing is, you know, can be challenging just if you think about the motion you create and what your clothes need to do and where they need to go. It's not an easy thing to do. So we're very, very thankful for the technology that exists today that allow us to, you know, create those products that work that way.
And Andy, the third brand that you guys have is Rule 18. And we've talked a little bit about that in the past, being a younger brand, a more hip brand. But I got to tell you, at 54 years old, I'm digging the looks of the shirts and the sweaters you've come out with within Rule 18. And, I probably need to do a few more sit-ups to make myself feel a little bit better. But when I look at that brand, I tell you, I like the, you know, you got some great looking sweaters there and some great looking dress shirts and casual shirts within that brand. Inform our listeners that may not be as familiar with that one as they are with Bobby Jones and Sun Ice about what Rule 18 is all about.
Sure. Rule 18 obviously is a subset of the Jones brand, really. And it was, we felt like we had something to say in that vein. And I don't know that we'll say that it's younger necessarily from a number and an age demographic as much as it is, it's an attitude. You know, it's for people that want to, that wear their clothes a little slimmer. It was just, the world has evolved that way, you know, and we talked about a little bit with Sun Ice and the way things fit. And so we didn't want to alienate our core customers. We have a Jones customer who appreciates the classic fit and the way that it's designed and, you know, how it looks. And we didn't want to disrupt that, but we felt like we had something to say, you know, from a really modern, contemporary, youthful in spirit point of view. And so that's really where Rule 18 comes in. The name, if you know the history of Jones and that story, you know, he lost the 1925 U.S. Open in a playoff. He ultimately ended up in that playoff because he called a penalty on himself. That penalty at the time in the rule book, it's since changed, but was Rule 18-2, I want to say. And so that was really the spirit behind this. And it's great because it gives us a chance to talk about that legacy and that history and the ideas of character and integrity and honor and respect. You know, great attributes that maybe we don't, and what I love is they're not old ideas, right? They're probably ideas we don't talk enough about, hear enough about, and certainly the world could use a lot more of them today. But the brand was kind of built on those concepts and our ability to introduce the idea of those ideas of Bobby Jones to a younger demographic. You know, in a perfect world, you know, this is the ability for father and son to both appreciate Jones, you know, from their own point of view. And, you know, obviously we do it from a product standpoint. And so, we've seen it, you know, we've seen, you know, younger men who their father has a sense of style that isn't quite theirs. And so, Rule 18 gives us that freedom to come at it from that contemporary, you know, kind of a European inspiration, take a lot of influence from Jones' time in Europe. And it's been a lot of fun to develop that. And I think we've found a new customer for the Jones brand and inviting them in from a really a different place from where classic Jones comes from.
Andy, looking ahead to a couple of big events in the retail side of the world, Black Friday is not all that far away for those of us that are starting to plan now for the holidays, you know, starting to do a little bit of shopping and then start to, you know, put our list together and things that we might be looking for. Fast forward us to Black Friday and some of the things that you guys are going to be doing for the holidays.
Black Friday, our favorite. Yeah, no, obviously, if you've been around us, you know, like the world, we'll have our promotions, we'll have our gift guides, and there's a lot of things out in front of us. I think at the end of it, when you go look, we really have great product. And whether you want to, you know, wait until Black Friday, whether you see something now, I think if you check out what we're doing, you know, we feel like between Jones and Sun Ice and Rule 18 and the diversity of that product, and its ability to go really anywhere. You know, I think we truly have something for almost everyone. It's certainly not everyone. I would never go that far because, you know, personal style is exactly that. It is personal and it's unique. But I really love the diversity of product that we offer across all the brands. So, nothing specific yet. We're still the interesting thing about retail today and the influence of the internet and digital, is that there really are no 6-month marketing plans. You know, you have an idea of where you're headed and some of the things in front of you, but we tend to, you know, pay attention to what the consumer's telling us, you know, from the last 2 weeks and look ahead as to what's going on, listen to what they're saying about, you know, the things they bought from us and the feedback. And that's what we love about working direct with the consumer is, that feedback you get is incredibly valuable. To make sure that you're creating the products that they want you to create and that they're looking to buy.
So to that end, Andy, is we look even further ahead than the holiday season, the PGA merchandise show in late January. Are there going to be some innovations, some things that you might give us a peek under the tent that we might see coming out in Orlando?
Yeah, actually, on the Jones side, we've put a real emphasis on a new product that we're calling Jones Performance Cotton. It's a kind of an extreme function cotton. It's a cotton, cheap value cotton. So for those cotton purists, and we have a lot of them, it feels in that kind of luxurious cotton feel, hand feel, and against your skin, it's great. And then, but it's combined with, modal, which is a version of polyester, if you will, and spandex. So it's extremely soft, but extremely durable. I think it lives up to that easy care aspect of life that we're all chasing. You know, the ability to toss it in the washer and dryer and not have to worry about putting a warm iron to it necessarily. So we're putting a lot of emphasis in that. We've got a lot of feedback from our customers that they were looking for. They love the feel of cotton and they love that kind of natural fiber. But they were looking for a little bit easier care. So we think we've found a great product. So there's a little bit of it in our fall catalog right now, but we'll make a bigger statement with it, as we head out into spring 20.
And Andy, one more before I let you go. And for our listeners that aren't as familiar, as they probably should be about the Bobby Jones Golf Complex here in Atlanta and your world headquarters now being right there. Talk about the Jones Complex, if you will, that we've got here.
Yeah, I will tell you, you know, Marty Elderson, who set up that foundation and that project, has done an amazing job. I think the family's very proud of that golf course. I think it's become a real source of pride, and I think the industry is looking at it as, you know, a potential guiding light for how you take kind of landlocked, but city urban golf courses that, you know, are having a hard time evolving and the things that you can do. And there's a lot of energy out there that the new clubhouse is under construction. It'll ultimately be the golf house for Georgia, with the State Golf Association being there, the PGA section being there, the Golf Hall of Fame Georgia Golf Hall of Fame there. So it's really going to be a unique environment. And they've done really a wonderful job. Like I said, it's pretty remarkable. It's getting some great exposure. And I think they took what was a very, challenging and not challenging in the good way, layout, 18 holes on a little tiny property that was quite dangerous in the terms of, small holes side by side, golf balls everywhere, and have made this reversible, 9 holes, beautiful driving range, short course, a new putting course will be coming in the clubhouse. It's an environment that I think the city of Atlanta, the Jones family and certainly Marty Alvison and the group and all of the support from this area that the donors that have been a part of that rebuild, everybody should be very, very proud of what was done there.
Andy, let our listeners know how they can stay up to date with all the great things that you and the brand are doing and follow you, whether it's online or it's on social media.
Yeah, obviously the best place for us is BobbyJones.com. You'll see actually all of our brands are linked together. You can get to Sun Ice and Rule 18 and Bobby Jones all kind of in the same family and put everything in the same cart. And social media, through Facebook, Instagram, you'll find us there as well. But certainly the website is a great home for everything going on in our world.
Well, Andy, I can't thank you enough for coming back and being a part of the show again tonight. We love working with you guys and partnering with the Bobby Jones brand. We're big fans of the style and the fabrics that you guys have. Everything about what you guys put out is top of the line, and we can't thank you enough for partnering with us and coming back and being a part of the show again tonight.
Yeah, Chris, we appreciate it as well. Obviously anything we can do, let us know, and we appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Andy, take care, my friend. All the best to you and your family. We look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
See you, Andy. That's Andy Bell. BobbyJones.com is the site. And I'm telling you, folks, you go check out their stuff. And from each one of those three brands, and the Sun Ice one, for our friends that are already starting to feel the effects of fall and know that winter is right around the corner, I can't recommend enough to go check out the Sun Ice brand. And then the Rule 18 and the Bobby Jones brand, also great stuff. Their fall collections look absolutely spectacular. The pants look great. The sweaters are even, are off the charts good. So go check it out. Again, it's online, BobbyJones.com. All right, folks, time for me to put a bow on another episode of Next on the Tee. My sincere thanks again to Keith Hirschland, Jane Geddes, and Andy Bell for joining me tonight. Please check us out. Our website is nextonthetee.net. On there, you're going to be able to see what our guest schedule looks like, so you'll be able to see who we've got coming up. And a huge thanks to our friends over at Podbean, podbean.com. They're featuring us right there front and center on the Podbean app. You can find us in the golf section. They're supporting us over on the football side, our show Thursday Night Tailgate. We're back on the air doing the football show, so check us out. ThursdayNightTailgate.com every week, every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time live. You'll be able to hear four NFL legends sharing their stories and their insights. Also available as a podcast over on Podbean. Thank those guys a lot. If you like consuming your podcast other places, we're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audioboom, Player.fm, Launchpad DM. So we're all over the net, folks. So please check us out on whatever your favorite podcasting site is. And folks, I can't thank you enough for continuing to make us a part of your golfing content. Until next week, hit them straight, my friends.
You've been listening to Next on the Tee with Chris Mascaro, where PGA and LPGA pros and top instructors and media members go to tell their stories. Join us the same time every Tuesday to hear about the game we love, from people who love sharing those stories with you. It's all about the great game of golf.